Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures for the answers to the question, what kind of honor should be shown to dead believers? And this has issues of praying to the saints and statues of the saints. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation in chapter 12 regarding the seven personages. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. So let's now begin our worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be singing the last stanzas of the hymns this morning, and beginning with hymn number 13, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 206, Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Thank you.
Please stand now as we sing hymn number 381, Is Your All on the Altar.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, King David wrote, but let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And our singing, our presentation of our worship to you, it is because of the joy that we have, that now we have an understanding, we have a comprehension of the marvelous God that we have. The marvelous Savior, the High Priest. We are not looking for anyone else. He is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. And then, Father, we are aware of the wonders of His commission to go across the world and to tell the nations of the world that there is salvation, there is peace with God through the Lord Jesus, our Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you gave us the opportunity to have a local church in this area at Morgan Hill, California, the United States of America. We thank you, Lord, for those who are listening over the internet. We call it the extended church. People in all the way from New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Baltimore, Lord, Delaware, Arizona, Texas, Southern, Northern California, Korea, many people that we know, they write to us and they are part of our extended church. So we thank you, Lord, for the internet, for the radio ministry, who is alive directly from our church, and from the CD ministry that we can provide for the people, and so that they can have a moment of worship with you and learning from you. Lord, we are a squeeze in our church because our building is small and we have an overflow building where there is a big, large television and people are watching there at this very moment. And we thank you for those who volunteer and move there to listen from there, even though they came to church, so they left room for others. And Lord, the good news is that the city is starting on February 8th to expand Tenant Avenue, a new bridge is coming in the area, and the value of this property will go. And so my head and numbers are running. And so when they come to ask for the price, Lord, they will be surprised. And so how nice it is that you are providing for us in an unexpected way. And we have the other property ready to go. And so, Father, thank you for leading us. And thank you, Lord, for the Board of Deacons who patiently is waiting for that moment so that we can build the other building cash without any debt to show the world that God can do it. And so, Father, we are grateful for the things you do in the life of our church. We pray for Ann Peretto this morning. She has a fracture, I think it's an arm, and so she's in bed, and we pray that she will have a steady recovery from that. We thank you, Lord, for covering us with our grace. And, Lord, a lot of people are questioning what's happening in Haiti. And, Lord, reminds me of the Psalm 125, who says, remember your mercy, O Lord, and loving kindness, for they have been from all. And so, Father, because your mercy is from the very beginning, and because your kindness is from the very beginning, be merciful and kind to those people, that they may find a way to restore their life and to start all over again. Lord, thank you for your provision. People in the extended church over the internet, radio, and CD ministry provide means so that we can keep on broadcasting and doing things and running the church. Your people here are very generous, and they give with sacrifice, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We appreciate the support they have. We pray for our missionaries, Karen Ruth Knott, Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rode in Papua, New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Argentina, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And then locally, Father, for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center with a dream of a medical center in Morgan Hill, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey as Daniel Minister in the Motorsport Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center. Thank you, Lord, that you provide in a marvelous way so that we can have an extended church through the life of these missionaries. Lord, thank you for the two babies born into our church. And as I visit with them and I see them, Lord, I remember myself years and years, because I'm old now, so years and years ago, when these people who sing in the choir, some of them were babies, and the parents showed it to me. And I remember the pastor that trained me in New Jersey. He told me, if you stay long in the church, you will see the fruit of God and the life of people, and you're going to be blessed. And Lord, there is no day, and no Sunday, that when I walk in this church and I see those babies, now men and women, singing and active in the ministry, I say, Lord, thank you for their parents. Thank you for the sacrifice of mothers who teach their children, not only the Bible, but teach mathematics and other things. Lord, thank you that they deprive themselves from things so that they can give away their life for these children. But Lord, they're going to see it later on, and they're going to be grateful, because the book of Proverbs said children are a crown when parents train it well. So Lord, I'm full of enthusiasm and full of joy to see that in my lifetime you allow me to see the fruit of your work in the life of people. So bless us this morning, that we may go home with saying, oh, we have been with Jesus. In his name we pray with thanksgiving for the offering. Bless the offering and bless the giver. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Genesis. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 22. We will be reading Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away, and she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures and the gift of faith, that by your grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we know that your word is pure and trustworthy. Even as Abraham believed you, we also believe you in all that you inspired to be written. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, whose obedience even to death to pay for our sins has made our adoption into your family possible. We praise him who was raised for our justification and who alone is worthy to receive all glory and honor and power, and who paid the awful price for such a great salvation. Bless your servant, we pray, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he explains your mighty works as recorded in the scriptures. Also bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may be guided and apply that which we hear. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?